I am Daniel Beef.
Hello, I'm Alessandro Bonatoni, and welcome to Food 101.
Food, 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 people. Let's talk about food. Oh, Chefy.
How are you, Daniel?
I'm fabulous like you, Chefy, and how Sato Sato?
No, busy like usual.
Crazy busy.
Get people, very busy.
Yes, people, if you're wondering where Chef Alessandro working, he's working at one of the 5-star restaurants in downtown Toronto. So please visit him and say hi. You're listening to our podcast.
Absolutely. Always welcome.
Yes, Chefy, where they can visit you?
Oh, 120 Avenue Road, Sotto Sotto Restaurant. Please come over. You know, we have a lunch and dinner. Come over and try our Italian food, right from Rome.
Yes. Che buono, they said.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be che buono, 100%.
Authentic Italian cuisine. Please do visit Chef Alessandro in Sotto Sotto. But before we go on to our topic, we want to invite you to visit our official website, food101.ca or www.food101.ca. It's all about food, 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 people, the empowering food and to make or to create a delicious food. Whether you are a big eater or a professional cook, you can learn from this website because this is all about food, food, food. Just like our latest article, The Derivatives of Velouté Sauce. So we can learn how to create derivatives of velouté sauce. And of course, the tomato consommé, chicken consommé, beef consommé, and a lot more. So please do visit our official website, www.food101.ca.
Fantastic.
Right, Chefy?
Yes.
So, Chefy, what are we going to talk about today?
I was thinking about, you know, looking at our nice book here, Food 101, you know, the Italian volume. Let's talk about dessert. You know, in the last few weeks, we talked about all the other, some other recipes inside this book, this Andy book. And why not? Why we don't talk about dessert today? Why? You know, why not? What you like on the dessert? What would you like to hear about it?
Of course, Chefy, one of my favorite Italian desserts. Boost me up.
Yeah, which one do you like most? I like all anyway, but. Yes. Well,
tiramisu.
Let's talk about tiramisu, of course.
Yes.
Classic Italian lady finger. Tiramisu, it's a classic. Come on, it's one of my favorite. You know, it's a spoon dessert. You know, like that's how they call it. You know, and anyway, simple like it is. Egg yolk, you got sugar, you got your mascarpone cheese, you got a little bit of cream if you want to. The original doesn't have it, but some, you know, we pour some sometimes. And espresso, of course, liqueur. We can put Kahlua, or it's up to us anyway, whatever we feel like. Eh? You know, nice espresso liqueur or some Marsala wine. And of course, ladyfinger, cocoa powder. Done deal. There we go.
Yes.
Like it is. Now, I feel because some people put whipped cream.
Yes,
okay, in the tiramisu. The original tiramisu doesn't go with the whipped cream. You know, there is so many variations of tiramisu, you know, and they're all good. Depends how fussy you are on tiramisu. You know, if you really love tiramisu, you know the difference between all the other ones. You can taste even if there is lots of cream, or if there is less cream, or if there isn't at all the creams, you know. So the classic, you know, you just mix your mascarpone cheese with the sugar and your egg yolk. And that's it. After you start to make a layer with the savoyard, this dipping in the coffee and the liqueur. and that's it. Basically, cookies, you put your cream, then you put cookies and cream, how tall you want it. Usually, minimum is 2 layers. And then you can go up as much you want it. You can make it big like a house if you want to. You know, depends how much you like the tiramisu. And of course, before get out, just a nice dust with the cocoa powder. There we go. That's the tiramisu is done. Simple. It's so simple. It's so good.
Simple but delicious.
That's right. So very simple to do at home. Anybody can do it. You know, just get it mixed together. Follow the recipe. That's it.
Yes. So, Chefy, if I don't have mascarpone, what should I replace with mascarpone?
Well, actually, you should not replace with nothing because, unfortunately, you know, if I give you another name, another cheese, if you people start to think, okay, let's put the cream cheese, it's not the same, you know?
Yes.
So that's, you know, it's got to be made with mascarpone. That's the thing. If there is people intolerance with about cheese stuff like that, we have to find a cream cheese or something that it's lactose free. And now, if you look in the store, you can find it. Something it's not the same, but you know, can be possible. I know my dad doesn't like too much the mascarpone, so I always put more cream inside. My dad doesn't like the raw eggs inside, and I always make for him with the zabayon. So I cook the eggs with the sugar and the marsala wine, and I make the base with the mascarpone cheese and whipped cream for my dad. Because I know that he doesn't like too much the eggs. That sometimes they're too heavy, you know, if they're raw. Some people don't trust, you know, to use the raw eggs if they're not fresh. You know, you got to make sure they're fresh, the eggs, of course. And so if you have this kind of issue, like you don't trust too much the eggs to eat raw eggs, you can cook the eggs. You know, you have to make a zabaglione. So zabaglione, you get your bain-marie, you get your pot with the boiling water, you put a bowl on over there with the sugar and eggs, egg yolks and a little bit of liquor, and you whip until practically it start to get foamy, it start to get nice, and start to cook with the steam. And then after you cool down, then after you can mix with your mascarpone or with the whipped cream, and that's it. You can have a different kind of tiramisu. So, like I say, there is so many different kind of tiramisu that you can play with, you know?
Yes, there is a variation. One time on our second season, Chef Alessandro talked about beer tiramisu.
Oh, yes. That's right. You get a good memory, yeah?
Yeah,
pistachio tiramisu, Nutella tiramisu, regular tiramisu. Let's say you have hazelnuts tiramisu. You can do limoncello tiramisu. You can there is so many strawberry tiramisu, blueberry tiramisu, mixed berry tiramisu. There is so many different kind of tiramisu you can make. You know, so you can do so many variation and just see what you. Like most than what you have in the fridge, especially if you're going to make it. You know, if you really love berries, why not make berry tiramisu? You know, and maybe we can provide some different kind of recipe later on. Maybe in another book, maybe we're going to make a Food 101 dessert book or Food 101 tiramisu book. Why not?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's all about tiramisu, any kind of tiramisu, matcha tiramisu. Because I was in Japan for so long, you know, matcha tiramisu is so popular, you know, it's amazing. So there is so many variation and we can work on it. So if you're interested, you know, we can talk about later on. And yeah, why not give us a call? Let us know, you know, our website. Just leave a note on it. Just let me know if you want to talk about some specific tiramisu. Why not?
Why
we can
not?
Come up with a recipe for you.
Yes, Chef Alessandro is willing to teach you more about tiramisu. Just shout out and tell us what you want to know about anything under tiramisu. So, Chefy, before we go on, we want to shout out to the people listening according to our 30 days ranking tops.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
You want me to go? So,
yes, Shafi, which one number one on...
I got glasses today. I can see very good.
Good job, Shafi. Okay, good job.
Canada, 4. Then we got India, number 5. Then we got Kyrgyzstan, 11. Jordan, 24. Hong Kong, 25. Nigeria, 26. Malta, 39. Luxembourg, 96. Singapore, 154. Finland, 174. Czech Republic, 208. Wow, we got something new. Wow.
Thank you so much for supporting this podcast, because this podcast is created to empower food like what we are talking about right now, tiramisu.
Yes.
And we are promoting, people, our Food 101 Volume 12 Italian Cuisine. So, yes, show it to the Chevy. Yes, Food 101 Volume 12. Actually, we have already 13 volumes, people, but we are promoting this one because we will talk about for the last 1 month now. We are talking about everything under the sun, Food 101 Volume 12, Italian cuisine. So tiramisu, Shafi, what does it mean by tiramisu?
No, pick me up. Come on.
Pick me up. So if you want to learn more about the history of tiramisu, Shafi and I talk about it on our second season and third season. And this is the fourth episode that we're talking about tiramisu because of our Volume 12 Italian cuisine. So, Shafi, after tiramisu, let's talk about also panna cotta.
Absolutely. Another nice classic Italian dessert. Nice panna cotta. You like panna cotta?
Yes, it's easy to do and easy to prepare.
We did talk about panna cotta once already. I think so. Anyway, you can find the book, that one too. It's a simple, I guess. You know, you need the cream, you need the sugar, your vanilla, you need a gelatin, and that's it. That's done. Done deal. What kind of flavor you want to use. But anyway, simple like that. You just warm up the cream with the sugar, and then you put your gelatin inside, make it dissolve the gelatin. And that's it. Don't make it boil the cream, because you should just reach temperature to warm up the melt the gelatin. And that's it. Just you cool down in the glass. And then after that, you just, when it's cold, and thicker up the panna cotta, you just put the sauce that we like. You can make a coolies of strawberry coolies. You can make a berry coolies. You can make a chocolate sauce. You can make a butterscotch, whatever you like. You can put on top of the caramel sauce. You can, and nice fresh, all fresh berries on top would be amazing too. So it's up to you how you want to decorate the panna cotta. Once you got the base done, then you can put any kind of flavor you like.
Yes, people, panna cotta is the variation of French cuisine crème brûlée.
Come on.
But it's easy to do. Something if you are looking forward for smooth and jelly dessert, that is
like a pudding, like a budino, kind of stuff like that. So that's it's gonna compare about it. But yes, creme brulee, you gotta cook in bain-marie, so it's gonna take more time. This one, it's so easy, so fast, you can cook right away on the stove. Boom, finish with that. Yes. The glass, damn deal. It's so easy, so fast. Eh? It's a fast dessert. If you think about it, you can put any kind of sauce you like. You can make your kids enjoy different flavors. Like for me, I got 3 kids. You know, one wants the strawberry, one wants the chocolate, one wants the caramel. you know, it's a fight. So you make it just plain and you guys put it wherever you like on.
Yes.
Simple like that. You know, but it's a nice dessert. It's a classic dessert. You never go wrong with that. And then think about it. You can use it as an appetizer too, eventually. Mm. Substitute the sugar with a little bit of salt on it. You can say same ingredient, cream, gelatin, a little bit of salt, and that's it. You can make, you can infuse some basil inside, fresh basil, and that's it. You got your basil panna cotta. Put a little bit of confit of tomato confit on top, or some onion, caramelized onion puree on top, and there we go. You can have a little appetizer for your friends coming over on Sunday dinner. Here we go.
Yes, it's something to be proud of. Variation of panna cotta. But Chef, if you compare tiramisu and panna cotta, what are the most famous all over the world?
All over the world, of course, tiramisu. But, you know, panna cotta start to move on too. Like, you know, it's the people knows about panna cotta.
Yes.
You know, but it's all depend how you feel like. You know, when I work, they go crazy for tiramisu. Always tiramisu, tiramisu, tiramisu. It doesn't matter wherever you go. You know, go in an Italian restaurant, you know, you always ask at the end a tiramisu because you want to try, you know, how the other people make tiramisu too anyway. So it's
yes.
It's that's a classic thing, you know. It's happened yes. So many times that I went out when I was in Italy, I went out with my friends, you know, at the end of the night, you know, usually they, I don't take dessert because, you know, I usually don't eat too much dessert when I go out. But, you know, I'm so always curious, you know, like, okay. My friends say, let's try tiramisu. Okay, let's get a tiramisu. And then you get different variation of tiramisu, different flavor, different taste, different idea, how to present it, how to serve, how taste like. So, you know, for me, it's good. It's a good experience because it's important for my job. You know, you always get, you know, a more idea in the future.
Yes. It's something else to die for, people, once you eat those desserts, tiramisu and panna cotta. You need to learn to do those dessert because it's something else, something to proud of. But Chefy, before we go on, I'm inviting you to please do grab a copy of my top titles for this month, Echoes of Unseen Journey Through Hidden Realms, and of course my Spring Flowers Volume 85, Wisp and Whisper of Enchanted Forest Tales of Forgotten. And of course, my Food 101 Volume 9, Chefy Moroccan Cuisine. I hope you're going to buy also our Food 101 Volume 12, people. It's something else. So we always promoting Volume 12. Please.
Daniel's got lots of volume before that, okay?
Yes.
That, you know, guys, Chinese, Morocco, the Chinese, Friday. You know, there's so many.
Yes, and soon, people, we are making our audiobook of Food 101, and please do tune in for that, and plus our culinary course coming soon. We are hoping that at the end of this year, we are saying that first month of this year, but it's hard to do a culinary course.
But we're busy. People have to know that we are busy. We're working all day long, you know? I work 6 days a week, but sometimes if I'm lucky, five. If I'm lucky, but usually six. Yes. And you're busy, dude. Sorry, guys. So take a little bit more time, eh?
Yes. We are so busy, busy people. But we make sure that we are in development of creating this culinary course so that we can share to the world and you can learn how to create a delicious food. So, Chefy, tiramisu and panna cotta, if you combine together, what do you think?
Tiramisu. I never thought about it, but you know, we can try once. But yes, of course. Last thought, yeah, you know, tiramisu, it's got own history on it. Panna cotta too. Depend of the night. I can say it's going to be big question mark which one's I gotta make for my family, that's for sure. They like both, so it's, you know, it's hard. But it's easy, they are easy, both they're easy to make. You know, yes, just follow the recipe, simple like that. That's it.
It's easy to do. So, Chefy, what are your advice for those five first-timer to do tiramisu and panna cotta?
Well, once they got the recipe and they follow the step-by-step on the recipe, it's not that hard to do it, you know, especially for the tiramisu, you don't have to bake nothing except, you know, you have to make the coffee. So it's not that, you know, it's not that hard. For the panna cotta, you just got to warm up the cream and add the gelatin. And the gelatin, making sure the gelatin you put on the ice water, so it's going to be getting soft. And, you know, especially the, you know, the gelatin sheets to put in the cold ice water, so they're soft, and then you can put in the warm cream, it's going to melt right away. That's the only subject, the only things I can say.
Yes. It's something you need to learn. Once you learn it, even if your eyes is closed, you can do it. And Chefy, we're gonna say thank you for Listen Notes. Listen Notes, because according to Listen Notes, we have a listen score of 40% on a listen score of 40, and we belong to top 1.5, right, Chefy?
1.5.
Yes,
globally.
We belong to 1.5 popular show globally. So that's Food 101 global rank, people. So please do listen more, support this podcast, because we want this podcast to belong to 1%, not 1.5. One top 1%. So please do support more people, listen to our episodes, and buy all our books, especially Food 101 Volume 12, Italian Cuisine.
Absolutely right.
Yes,
absolutely.
And again, we are inviting you to grab a copy of our books, not all you want, but 13 volumes, people. Food 101, Volume 1, Basics until 13 is only the books that you need how to create a delicious food. Available on Amazon and leading online bookstores worldwide. So, Chefy, I think we're going to sum up what is tiramisu.
Okay. Well, tiramisu, it's a classic dessert, Italian dessert made with the ladyfinger and mascarpone and coffee and sugar. And the panna cotta, it's warm cream that you boil up, and you add your sugar and gelatin that cool down, and you just top it with your favorite coolies or fresh fruits or whatever you like.
Yes,
one
of the top 10 list of Italian dessert of panna cotta and tiramisu. They are well known to the world, and they are supreme in any way that you, if you will taste it, you...
I would suggest making sure you make your tiramisu without cream. Just the first time, if you like it. You have to try the original, not just with the mascarpone and the eggs, the sugar and the coffee and the liqueur, that's it. Then after that, if you want to get a little bit more creamy, light, then you can add your whipped cream inside. So you can play a little bit with the recipes, okay?
Yes, people. That's my suggestion. And then don't be afraid to commit mistake in the kitchen. We always saying that, because the more you commit mistake, the more you can better and better sooner or later. Say, let's say you do the tiramisu with the original ingredients, and then you make variation later. Make an experiment that make suit your taste or make suit for your audiences or your guests, and let's see what will be your experiment come out. It's like the panna cotta too. right, Chefy? There's a lot of variation in panna cotta.
Yes. Absolutely. I told you before, you can even make salty panna cotta after. It's no problem. Just get it dry.
And we are encouraging you to do experiment. And who knows, you are one of the best in the making. The recipe that what you...
And...